Hello and welcome to the Holy Ghost Calling webpage. Brother Freedom's come. It's a Sunday afternoon and he's been enjoying the wonderful presence of the Holy Ghost. And we know that God's going to touch him and we're believing that God's going to touch you. And so we pray that you would believe by faith, not in us, but in God the Father, God the Son, Jesus Christ, and God the Holy Ghost who can touch you. Thank you, Father, for touching us. Thank you for blessing the listeners, blessing Brother Freedom, blessing us for your glory in Jesus' name. Amen.
Lord, we just thank you. We praise you. We glorify that wonderful name, the name of our Savior, Jesus Christ. Oh, we thank you, Father, for the gift of Jesus. We thank you that gift, the name of Jesus, the name above all names. Father, we do praise you this day. We thank you for his spotless life, his sinless life, that he would carry that cross for each one of us, that mankind all over the world, from the time to then to time now, that extension keeps going on and on and on to the wonderful blood of our Savior Jesus Christ that made this day real. And Father, we thank you that he was mindful of us. He was said it was needful. He went back towards to you. And if he went away, you would send forth the Comforter. Lord, we thank you for the gift of your wonderful Holy Ghost. We thank you for that greater is he that's in us than he is in the world. Father, we do praise you this day. We thank you for that. I thank you what you spoke to my heart this morning. And I pray that you make yourself real to your people this day in the wonderful name of Jesus. Amen, amen, and amen. I truly believe that I'm very sympathetic with the Lord. If I was in a case being tried and on court, I'd have to disqualify myself because I truly believe in the gifts of God. I truly believe what God wants to do for us is so spectacular. There's no selfishness to it. It's just God's love that's shed abroad that we might receive that pardon, receive that blessing that helps us to be able to walk in life. Without faith, I see why that word is in there, because without faith, it's impossible to please him. Truly, all the gifts of God require our faith. And that faith is grown as the Bible says, faith by the word. Our faith is increased by hearing and reading the word of God. It's an increase of the intake of God, brings out faith in us. As we bring in the word of God in, we coming out, we have faith taken in. And it's a transformation like a cow. She takes in a big log and she gives milk. But that grass makes milk. There's a little difference, but that's truly what it is. Because without grass, that cow could not produce milk. But that there's a little bit more to it. There's water. And there's the farmer or the dairyman's help. But it's also part, if we want to say right to it, it's from the grass to milk. But God does these things the same way. And he has, like he did, he made the cow. He made us to do that in the spirit. He can do these miracles overnight, but he wants us to do it in him, and he will be with us through the miracles. He didn't need us, but he lets us to become that object. We have an object of faith to please my Lord. And that action is like this, for instance. Maybe the Lord would speak to your heart one morning and say, you better pray today, because if you pray, you're going to see a miracle. If there's going to be a girl, and maybe a boy could be the one, but they're going to be taken out of this world unless you pray. You say, what's that to me? Well, it is a lot, I think, if it happens to you, because you get to see in what God uses us to come against the circumstances. And that's part of, Jesus did that same way. Jesus came against the circumstance of sin. Jesus came as that pardon. God sent Jesus the Son to break down the barrier. He came in to bring up the standard of holiness. He really had victory because of Jesus Christ. What he stood for. What he walked for. And we have to not belittle any gift that God gives us. Those gifts are mighty. Pulling down the strongholds. Casting down imagination. And every high thing that's so easy to beset us, that we might run that race with patience, that our eyes will be on our good shepherd. Oh, come and see the glory of God, the glory of God. As we take in the Spirit of God, our little old carnal, we're such little specks, but in it, he magnifies it. Oh, you'll ever take a magnifying glass and take it out here, and you can't see the speck. You know, that's what they do on these super things that you can't see, but they magnify it up.
I even understand, it's hard for me to understand it. But Eastman Kodak or somebody like that built an engine that they could not even see with the eye. And it worked. To the magnification they built it. But God's bigger than that. Kamashita, the glory. And why did God use the stammering lips? Because our mouth is part of it. He said if you can control your mouth, you're as a perfect man or perfect woman. Our minds are something that are attached to our tongues. And if we're not careful, we as the natural parts comes out. Sometimes it does no thinking. It just says things, does things. And we're slang or we're bringing curses. Things that are not alive but bringing death by our speaking. And the Bible says life and death in the power of the tongue. They that love it shall eat the fruit thereof. As us people, as God's children, need to be recognized that God's got a gift on us. If we'll come to where we should be, we can bring healing for people who are cursed. A lot of times people don't even know they're cursed. They just a generational curse from a childhood. We've had this thing. It needs to be broke. And God's put God's people here to get alive in the Lord. Not dead. You know, the whole world's dead. But that's no sign that gives you a license to be dead also. You can say, well, there's fun in this world. Yeah, no, it's not very much fun. Not as much fun as having God. You've never had pleasure. This morning when my God come down, well, I don't know what the Holy Spirit or the little in one of them, I still feel it now. The Spirit of God. Oh, the come of glory. And there's no way, no imp in hell can tell me thing any difference because I know it's of God. And God proves himself, his heart is made perfect toward him. So if we'll seek God, the Bible says we'll surely find him. What the problem is, we have, about the last couple hundred years, we've come out with salvation was the big thing, which it is, but it's sort of mismanaged. Salvation is part of it, but there's also a completion after salvation. I'm going to tell you what the Lord told me just listen, in the last couple hours. What they have in here is just like if you have the army and you're getting all these basic training. People come in the army, but after they got in there, you just let them sit there and they just learn left and right heart, left shoulder, wrong shoulder, about face. That's baby in the army. They had to learn how to fight. And we are as Christians, we have to do the same word. We need to be saved. But that is not primary our object. That's why we need the controlling power of God, the anointing of God, the shepherding of God, that God will lead you in His truth and in His knowledge, in His power, in His separation from the care of this world. We have our minds so much on the world that we lose contact to God. We don't see Him. We're not sinning, actually, but we've lost our first love. We're setting ourselves aside and we're not seeing the picture of God. We're not seeing that the glory of God is coming. We're not seeing that we're not ready. That we're not seeing all these things. That God has a beautiful countenance. The Spirit of God is here to be received with gladness. Oh, happy whose God is the Lord. Happy. You're joyful. You know what I said? I can get really... The Lord is truly here today. And out there today, if I go any farther, if you have a need this day, if you need salvation, I pray that you'll right now, before I go any farther, more or less you remember that God's here in this service, that you might be touched, whatever your need is, whatever your longing is, that correction can be done this day, and it won't hurt you. God wants to bless you. God wants to minister His love upon you. God wants to put that great artesian power that gushes out of you for accomplishing the glory, the gushing as mighty winds of the Spirit of God comes to us. We have the infilling of God's glory. We have a connection with God the Father without wholeness no man shall see God. And truly has we. Because what is wholeness? It's God. Forgive me out there, people, but I'm having a glorious time. The glory of God's here. Glory to God. God is Kamashita. He is wonderful. He's blessings. Where His Spirit is, there is love. But the Lord, give me this scripture today, and I'm going to follow Him right now. But say in Ephesians, this is my love book anyway. I used to read Ephesians every day for, I don't know, a couple years. I still don't really know it, but it's in my spirit pretty good. And it's one of the scriptures, it's in Ephesians, the 4th chapter, and the 12th verse. For the perfecting of the saints, You say, well, who's the saints? Children of God. God wants to bring us into perfection. He wants to bring us into a place of holy living. He wants to come in that place. We think no evil. We hear no evil. We rejoice not in iniquity, but rejoice in truth. Beareth all things, believeth all things, hopeth all things, endureth all things. Oh, we have the love of God. The love never fails. Oh, praise you, the Lord. God has a package for you this day to instill you with His personal particles of God. That you put on His nature. And God's nature is such as God loves you. God wants to bless you this day. God wants to get you saved this day. God wants to get you full of the Holy Ghost. God wants to bring healing to your body right now in the wonderful name of Jesus. He wants to set you free. Oh, that you might be on fire by the Spirit of God. You would no longer be concerned with the things of this world because this world's not going to last. What you need to be concerned in is what's lasting. See, it says, love not the world, neither things of the world, because that world's going to crumbling right out from under you. If you're in love with Him, you're going to be like Lot's wife. She looked back. She turned into a pillar of salt. And you're going to look back, say, where's everybody? Everybody's gone, sir. This is the Antichrist that's here now. This is a time when the Antichrist is going to be in operation. Oh, how did I wake up to that? I don't know. We don't have those kind of people here. They're a bunch of bad people here. Well, how could I miss that? If we're not careful, we're going to miss that, and we're going to wake up to that, what I'm just telling you. The Lord's been showing me this. There's going to be many people at a day that are really not bad people, but they've been wavered. They were not respectful to their God. Oh, the glory of God, respecting my God, why Sheila, the respect that He's worthy. He sees us. He truly sees through us. Glory. Why come on, Sheila? Out there where you need healing right now, receive it. If you need salvation, receive it. Call upon God and He'll answer you. He'll forgive you. He'll set you free. God's here to touch you in a mighty way. God wants to maintain in you a standard that's above reproach. He wants to bring you in the victory cloud. He wants you walking above the thing in this world. You cares about this world, but you're above. You're without sin because God's helped you to bridge that gap and walk in victory. He wants to be an overcomer. I'm a shield. The glory of God. The elimination of the old man. The old man, he gets us in trouble. He gets us mixed up. The glory of God. But hang in there, brother and sister. Hang in there. Stay in there. Because we're going to go through together. I'm going to see you on the other side. And I want to see you see me. He's coming. And we need to be ready. We need to be prepared. Because He's coming at a time when the world's not looking for Him. For the work of the ministry. See, the church has got a big work. There's no man at work without the work of the Spirit. It's the Spirit that brings forth the work, accomplishes all the gifts. Without the gifts, we're the natural person. And God's let us live these last few years, work in a natural way. But there's no been really any manifestation to His Spirit. It's God's work, it's His place. We are His workmanship. And God wants to settle in our hearts that we'll be workers of praise, glory, and honor. This I say and testify the Lord, ye no longer walk as the Gentiles walk in the vanity of their minds. And the vanity of their mind. Having their understanding darkened. Being alienated from the life of God because the ignorance is in their heart. God sees a person with blindness. It's because of the ignorance, the blindness, that they don't know where they're going. They're like a blind man that's out and don't know the way. You know, how would you like to be driving down the freeway and your eyes would get to where you couldn't see? You'd have to get your car stopped as fast as you could and try to get pulled over to the right because you would be in a big accident. Well, that's the way we're in the spiritual too. We have blindness and we don't get out of the main track services. We're consumed by the great alliance from the opposite side and they're going to come down and take us all over and we're going to have a defeat. We're going to lose our life. See, God didn't plan it and we're going to lose our life. We're going through the fall of Adam and Eve. God sent forth His Son, our Savior, and through Him we accept Him. That was for us to live, was to be carried on from the day of salvation to the time that we go into eternity. That it's finished. But a lot of people are going to have a a struggle. Like this morning, I seen a beautiful message. Beautiful. Men and women and everybody, and it was beautiful, but no move of the Spirit. No place for the move of the Spirit. It's God's house. It's not our house. He makes up the bylaws. It's for us to receive them with gladness. If we don't like it, then we don't fit in God's kingdom. We should love it because He died to save me. He died to help me. He birthed in me a living, that I was a living soul in Him. From now to eternity, that I'd be strong in the power of might, that I might put on the whole armor of God, that I might be able to withstand the wiles of the devil. The devil's really strong. But if you're with the Spirit of God, greater is He that's in you than the spirits of the enemy. He that dwelleth in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. It says, I will say the Lord. If you're not where you should be, what you say is no worth. If you are where you should be, it's going to have all worth and all powers of darkness. Well, if you say no, 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 in the name of Jesus, that no, 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 that who you're saying no to will flee from you. He can't have no part of you. But what our catchiness is, if we linger in sin, then these sin weights have a way of bringing us down until we lose the impact of what we're, the power that was with us. The power, we're like a vessel that can have nothing, no wrong. Like a diesel engine, can't have no particles of water. Can't have anything, because if we do, that'll shut the engine down. That's where we are. When sin comes in, it just messes up our fuel system. And our fuel system can take on nothing but the holiness. Our fuel, the glory of God. He comforts us with love. He protects us with His mighty hand. He liberates us from the power of dark. Sets us free on our ways and a collision force that don't collide. But we get off where we're shooting. We're going to climb. We're going to have wreck. We're going to have shipwreck. How many people have shipwreck? How many people is like the planes? They come down, they fall to zero. We can fall the same way. That's why we need that supernatural encounter day by day, that we put on perfection, that we walk in God's holiness. Without that liberty of God, whereas most men miserable. And we have to have an abiding Spirit of God. I didn't make it up, but God, that's why we have to renew our minds daily. With the renewing of our minds, we might prove what is the good, acceptable, and perfect will. God did it on purpose, because when we get to heaven, we don't have to renew them. But until we get there, there's a renewing that we got to take. Tomorrow, I have to renew for today. To get to where I am today, tomorrow, I'm going to renew again. Because we're like, and as we get that day, is that closer, we're going to have to seek God. It comes down to a 24-hour day seeking Him. A 24-hour day just calling upon God. But God wants that. Because God sees us as a prey, the enemy. He sees the enemy up there trying to look down. He just peers down there. I'm going to destroy that one right now. My other thing. You just back off just a little. I'll get him. The enemy. He has ugly thoughts. He has things that I wish the young people today would know this. They'd feel it. The glory. Without it, we're shipwrecked. We're on a collision course toward hell. I hate to say it, but that's where we're headed. Without the Spirit of God. Our church structures are so illuminated to think it's not right. What they said. What saved always say. Yes, it should be. But I'm sorry to say we got to make some adjustments all the time. We got to seek God. Send this Word to God. We must call upon Him. We must have a heart. That's no heart the other way. You're just okay. You just sit back and you go into a dormant period. But see, with God, you don't get dormant. You can't get dormant. It's not even in God's. You can search it out. It's nowhere in. You can live dormant. You've got to be on fire, because the enemy is going to make, you're not going to be dormant very long. You're going to be powered with darkness. What's going to happen? When Jesus came, you were dormant, basically. He made you a new creation. And after that day of new creation, you have to take, then accept the challenges that face you, that you start walking as an overcomer. That means up, not down. That means the love of God instead of hate, not hateful. Having the mind of Christ, having the will of God, having the perfect surroundings of God's love, that you don't want the company of the transgressor. You want the company. Those are like-minded. The ones walking in the joy. You want the joy. You don't want the old man. We find ourselves in a time that we're really mixed up because we haven't leaned heavy. God wants to lean heavy on Him. We just take it really easy and say, well, you know, I'm going to be all right when that day comes because, you know, God doesn't, He's just a God of love. Yes, He's also a God of challenge you. Paul, it says, how fearful to stand before the living God. God's here as a senior member of this world because He built it. And while He's building it, He says, you know, we're going to make man in our image. You know, and it's going to be, we got this 6,000 years here, and we're going to make them in our image, but we're going to give them the ability to think. So, in that, you can choose. And God gave us a free hand because He loved us so much. He cannot save us unless He gave us that expression that, my son, I granted you pardon. It grieves me because I give you that extension of choosing me, whatever you want to do. I sent my son upon earth. He bled and died upon that cruel cross that you could live. And who you choose to serve is what you get. It grieves me, my daughter, my son, he's talking to. It grieves me because I cannot grant you eternal life because I keep my word. And I don't break my promises. Even though my heart hurts for you, my heart aches for you because I've seen you all the time when you was formed. I've seen you in mother's womb. And I've seen you to the time your infancy. I've seen you to the time of your school days. I've seen you to the time the ascension. But you never made any adjustments. You took things for granted. You even talked at many people. A bunch of fanatics. But I say you need to be a fanatic too. If you'd have been a fanatic this day, my son, my daughter, you'd be alive. You'd be real. What you're going to lose is eternity. What you gain is supernatural. On earth, there's only a few, 150, 150, some different lengths. But in that time period is what you got. You receive me or reject. Did not my word said, if a man live wrong, serves me at that last hour, he'll win? Yes. But it also says, in that same, if he lives right in that last hour, does wrongfully, he loses. It says it in the Old Testament. It's there. If the word doesn't fail, it's true. That's from the heart of God. God doesn't change. But God's here to bring love to our hearts. God's here to uplift us, to encourage us, that we might have the shepherding of God's glory upon us, that we might receive that adoption, that we are privileged, that God put our names in heaven. This is my son, Brother Tim, Sister Jan, Brother Jack. Come and keep six. You're permanent. He loves you. But you got to, for this to happen, what God told me this morning, I know it has now. I knew it. I said it off, said it about this way. But He granted me the same. It has to be if you make eternity. That's why that the Bible says that men are called and few are chosen. That's why it says, the days of Noah, so shall it be when the Son of Man cometh. Because there's never been so many people that's been saved as they call saved. I'm sure that none of them are not saved. But when they gauge as being saved, if you go to church, you're saved. But I believe there's many are going to miss it. Because the Bible says it will. And God's not a liar, and He's lying. God's here to set you free. And I believe that He's coming soon. Some will miss it because they're just not looking for His coming. Some will miss it because they served God and just the last hour they just got a little bit hesitant and they went to sleep. That's like it talks about the virgins. Five of them miss it because they didn't keep their oil trimmed. There's different things that we as God's people, we must not allow any of those traps to take us. We must walk closer with all pleasing that we might be fruitful in every good work. You say, that's our challenge is too big. Well, that's what I'm saying. I'm just saying, I better be on the safe side. Fruit for every good. And increasing the knowledge of God. You know, I studied this Bible through many, many times. I even give my time every day, a tenth of my time reading the Word of God. But that's not nothing. I got to keep doing it. I've got to pray. The Bible says pray without ceasing. I did it for 8 years before anything happened. And I'm still praying. And then I got on time and I got my truck. I prayed sometimes 4 or 5 hours straight in the Spirit. But that still avails not. Nothing. I have to keep maintaining. Hear me? We have to keep maintaining to keep our spirit where we should be. Just because we've done something 10 years ago, I've got to keep up day by day, and I didn't set the rules of God. I think they're good rules. How would it be to make it in heaven and we live sort of shabby down here? I think we'd think more about it, because God's given us all. And I believe there'll be a lot that God will have mercy. I believe that we got the most wonderful God that's ever been, and I pray that He'll give all of you interest in heaven. But I'm not going to tell you to go out here and sin. I'm not going to tell you to just to live your life loosely. I tell you with warnings, because I believe it. I believe that we must be very sincere, more sincere in that than my work habits. Now, you might say, well, that's easy for you because you're so young. But I had pretty good work habits. But it has to be more than that. It has to be more than what I did for the church. It has to be more than I did for my wife. It has to be above every... I really believe that. We're to seek God in the strength forevermore. For His eyes are open to righteousness and His ears are open to Christ. Call on me, and He'll answer us and show us great and mighty things that we know not. This day, God wants to prove Himself to you. He wants to bless you. He wants to uplift you. I pray for the young people this day. I pray for those that are so concerned about things. And I know it becomes a trap for the enemy. But still, eternity is a long time. I pray for you people today. I pray out there today. Brother Freedom loves you, and I want to see you in heaven. I want to see you on fire right here. I want to see you to be an overcomer. Father, I just pray for a mighty blessing on these people this day. I hope this word goes all over the United States, all over the world. I go to China, wherever they're at, Brazil. I want you to take heed to these things. Take heed to the things of God, lest any man should boast in himself. I pray that God will bless you, make His face to shine upon you, be gracious to you, give you strength forevermore. In Jesus' name, amen. Brother Clint Taylor, amen.
I sure hope you felt the peak of the Holy Spirit, as in this, we felt it here in this room, the precious Holy Ghost. Thank you, Lord. We pray that there where you are, that you felt it.
Glory.
It's not it, it's a Him, and He's wonderful. Praise God. Thank you, Father. Amen.
Glory to God.